Teijita, Origins and History. Part 1. Hello once more, thank you for joining me here again for another video. I hope you are all happy and strong. My name is Marie Swaru. This is the story of the Teijetan people and culture, as it is officially accepted and even taught in schools there. A very, very long time ago, some sources say 200,000 years ago, other sources say 2 million, all human-looking people, lived on the planet Lyra, the second one orbiting the star Vega, in the constellation of Lyra, some 25 light-years from Earth. The Galactic Federation's official archives state that this is the origin of the human race, although other Federation archives contradict this, stating that its origins were in the Triangulum constellation. As my group and I see and understand things, this data is not accurate, yet it is the official one. It's inaccurate because it still states that there was an origin for the human race, which is called the Lyrian race outside of Earth, imposing a linear mentality and a timeline of how humans on Earth are conditioned to think, and disregard the more advanced point of view and understanding that states that time cannot be calculated when involving long interstellar distances, much less intergalactic ones, as time is not a constant. After all, it depends on many factors, but mostly on the consciousness and awareness level of the collective unconscious of each specific place in the cosmos, but I digress. The Lyran people, who are no other than space humans, lived there peacefully for thousands of years, enjoying their super-inhabitable planet when aggressive invaders from the Orion constellation suddenly initiated a full-scale hostile planetary takeover, or invasion. These invaders are said to be mostly of two general genetic families. The first one was reptilian, mostly Draco, and the others were Maitrei or Tall Greys, a regressive race known to have been created artificially by reptile overlords, and which first rebelled against them, but later ended up cooperating with the reptiles for their mutual benefit, as the official narrative goes. The peaceful Lyrians had no chance against their hostile invaders and had no choice but to evacuate the planet in rudimentary starships, and with their invaders in hot pursuit. Most Lyrians couldn't leave the planet on time and were killed or ended up in captivity, but the ones who did manage to escape, decided to split in several directions around this space quadrant of the Milky Way galaxy, mostly for safety, because if one or another group of Lyrians were captured by the reptiles, it would only be them and not all the Lyrians, and they wouldn't know where their other kin had gone. In the history books, this event was called the Great Expansion. Small groups of starships, sometimes only one, quietly and discreetly searched the galactic quadrant for inhabitable planets while hiding from their persecutors. Several positive star races gave them refuge while they searched for free planets, and those also suffered the reptiles' wrath as well, when discovered, and many ended up as refugees themselves, as they too were invaded by the Orion aggressors. The Lyrians continued to search for free inhabitable planets, with no advanced civilization living in them, or in the process of developing one. After 300 years of searching, and being pursued by the Orions, a small group of Lyrians arrived on a small blue warm super-inhabitable planet orbiting the star Teijita in the Pleiades star system. Federation sources officially state that this happened 850,000 years ago, Earth time, but I strongly feel that there is no real basis for this calculation because of the same reasons I mentioned at the beginning of this video. It is a near-Earth-sized planet with over 90% of its surface covered in water, and with no large land mass in it, only having a series of countless islands, big and small, scattered all over the planet. They later called it Planet Temma. Its gravity strength is 0.8 of Earth's, and its average temperature is around 30 degrees Celsius. The planet is geologically much more stable than Earth, and so is its climate, as strong weather events, such as hurricanes, are rare and of a much lesser strength than those which happen on Earth. The planet's ecosystems are more inclined towards cooperation between organisms in a symbiotic manner, which means that there are few predators there. There was no indigenous population in Temma, much less a civilization, so the colonists decided to establish themselves there, and on the southeastern shore of the planet's largest island, which they later on called Talika. Talika Island is about the size of New Zealand, and it is full of contrasting landscapes, which go from beaches to high eternal snow-covered mountains, near its center and to the west. Its eastern shore is covered in very large and extensive flat grass plains, with few trees, with the high snow-covered mountain peaks to the west, and a turquoise calm sea to the east. Talika City was founded at the delta of the Talika River, which is roughly as wide as the River Volga on Earth, and is mostly fed by glacier and their water systems in Talika's high mountains. Beautiful quartz crystal sandy beaches are found just north of Talika City, where in some places huge transparent quartz crystal cliffs, some over 80 meters high, covered in grass at the top, and with the sea crashing against them below, refract and reflect the sun's rays at dawn, filling the beach with a beautiful and breathtaking display of colors. Along the coastline, thousands of transparent quartz crystal rocks and boulders protrude from the sea, each refracting and reflecting the light from the sun Taygeta all day long, creating a fascinating landscape. Furthermore, the sand in the beach is transparent as well, giving the entire beach a beautiful display of shining and glowing grains of sand, as stars in the sky. Knowing how quartz crystals are formed, deep inside the planet and under immense pressure and heat, this place is a testimony of a long time ago cataclysm, where much of planet Temma ended up inside out, although some theories state that it is the result of simple tectonic plate displacements that brought up to the surface much of Temma's crystal quartz interior. Taygeta is a sea planet, with few storms, but its islands are full of fertile land, perfect for traditional farming of fruits and vegetables, which are what mostly feeds the population of the planet. The vast majority of the Taygetan population lives on planet Temma, and on, or in the vicinity of Talika City and Starport, which is by far the largest town or city in the entire Taygeta solar system. Talika as a city is much spread out, with a lot of distance between buildings, and a lot of nature and parks in between them, mostly for ecological reasons. It has a lot of high-rise buildings, with transparent tubes connecting them high above the ground. Most of its service infrastructure is found underground, and its electricity is fed wirelessly, through the air, and it is generated by many 0.3 energy reactors, mostly hidden underground. Transportation inside the city is done through beautiful curved streets among the trees and walkways through nature, connecting places and buildings. Short-distance transportation is done with electric vehicles of all kinds, but they are very different from the ones on Earth, as they do not depend on batteries, because they take their energy directly from the wireless electric grid system of the planet, so they never run out of energy. Longer distance transportation is done by magnetic high-speed trains, mostly enclosed in transparent tubes which are held up by pillars some 10 meters above the ground, and this is to be as least invasive to nature as possible. Long distance travel is also done by air, using anti-gravity small transportation shuttles, and private ships and aerial vehicles, large and small. From planet Temma, the Lyrians, who by now started to call themselves Taygetans, moved to colonize the other three planets of the Taygeta star system, also known as 19 Tauri to humans, none of which had any indigenous population, only plants and animals, mostly birds of innumerable kinds and species. The next planet they colonized was Era, which is the one which is most widely known on Earth from previous encounters with Taygetans, and it is considered to be a twin of Earth, although if we look at both planets closely, we can see that they are very different. Era's gravity is also 0.8 of Earth's, which means that you weigh 20% less there as compared to Earth. The planet is covered in dense woodland, nearly entirely, and it is characterized by innumerable high-rising mountain ranges covered with trees and forests, and with eternal snow-covered tops and peaks. Contrary to Earth or Terra, Era does not have large oceans and seas, as the forest woodlands cover over 60% of the planet's surface, but it does have thousands and thousands of lakes, large and small, rivers and creeks all over the planet. However, Era does have seas, three of them, although none of them is significantly larger than the Mediterranean on Earth, yet they are very beautiful places, also full of sandy beaches and turquoise water. Era is also characterized by having a symbiotic ecology, with very few predators, where plants and animals cooperate to exist, rather than eating and exploiting one another. In Era during spring, its forests come alive at night, as millions of plants and animals use photoluminescence to communicate and attract one another, all under the pale blue light coming from Taygeta's binary star, Sodoclea, or 19 Tauri b, a white dwarf, which serves the biology of the four planets of Taygeta, as the moon does on Earth, yet the night sky is never as dark, nor as black as it is on Earth, because the entire Pleiades star system, or M45, is inside a blue nebula that is easy to see at night, as it reflects and shines the light of all the stars in the constellation, bathing the planets in a beautiful deep electric blue light, at night. Era's orbit around Taygeta is very elliptical, which causes the seasons there to be extreme, where winters are very cold and harsh, sometimes getting as low as minus 80 degrees Celsius, in certain parts of the planet, the ones closest to the poles, and the seasons there are planetary, which means that the entire planet is frozen in winter, or full of life and flourishing in spring, and not by hemispheres as it is on Earth. Yet most of the time the planet is inhabitable and very beautiful to live in, and after Terra, it is the second most inhabited planet of the Taygeta planetary system. Elaborate and stylish large houses by the side of Era's innumerable lakes, surrounded by forests and with snow-covered mountain peaks in the distance, are common scenes and landscapes in Era. After Era, we find the planet Procyon, whose name has nothing to do with Procyon the star, and it is the largest planet of the four, with a gravity strength of 1.2, meaning that you weigh 20% more there than on Earth. It is a jungle planet, hot and humid and with many dangerous indigenous species of plants and animals. Few people live there, mostly because the weather and the gravity are too extreme in Procyon, so it's mostly uninhabited and led to be on its own, and under its natural laws and processes. Lastly, the smallest planet in the system is Dakote, which is far out in orbit and is eternally frozen, yet full of tundra-like plant and animal life. Gravity there is 0.7 of Earth, and the average planetary temperature is minus 40 degrees Celsius. This is the least inhabited planet of the Taygeta star system, and it is used as a military base, mostly with underground installations, where squadrons of fighter ships guard the entry to the Taygetan planetary system. It is full of high-intensity and long-range sensors, and it is also used as a high-security place for anything or anyone who, or that should be kept away from the other planets, mostly for safety reasons. In the next video of this series, I will be describing in detail the holistic political system of Taygeta, more of its history, and how society works there, all in detail. I hope you liked my video. Thank you if you stayed until this point, and I hope to see you here next time. Please like and subscribe for more, if you feel this content is valuable. Take care. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.